So I keep saying like 20 yards away, you know, like you guys get down to the 20 and just so close. What was the mood in there after the game?
It was tough.
Yeah.
You know, but it was a different feeling than the past.
Yeah.
In the past, we'd lose and we'd just kind of be like, whatever. You could feel that one in the locker room. Guys are starting to take it more seriously, and you could feel the pain in the air. It was tough.
I'll bet. Is there, maybe compare it to halftime, because at halftime, you guys, you know, you have a 16-7 lead, you've gotten the run game going, you've established the ground game. A lot of you, a lot of Bobby, a lot of, you know, the offensive line is starting to gel. So, you know, I know how that goes. You know, you start to feel this momentum. Mm-hmm. What was it like at halftime? You know, how are you guys feeling as an offense?
We were good. We were feeling confident, but we our main goal in the second half was to go out and score. And, you know, for several reasons, we couldn't get that done. Mm-hmm. But we came out confident. But we were saying, hey, we can't let up now. This is a good team. Got to keep fighting. They're going to fight for 60 minutes. We got to go out there and fight this last half as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Eight seniors, a couple of them were injured, you know. Were you guys getting vocal on the sideline? What was the sideline like in the second half?
You know, I keep going back to this year's different, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's stepping up. Everybody's being a vocal leader. Uh-huh. You know, of course, the older guys realize the situation and they try to get the guys going, but we had some of the younger guys coming up and down the sideline doing the same thing. So, you know, that's a good thing. Good thing moving forward.
Even with the tough loss, you can feel some momentum. You can feel some progression here.
I'm getting the chills thinking about it right now.
Like, yeah.
I haven't felt that much belief from our sideline, from the fans, from everybody in the stadium since I've been here.
Really?
You know, people, I could feel that in the air that people believe that we could win this game, you know, from our bench, like all the way around the stadium. So, I really appreciate the fans and coming out and supporting us that hard through that.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like the core, right? Like these are the diehards that will, will never not be there. So, okay, tell me more about your chills. I want to hear more about this, you know, tell me what's different. Like, is it through week in practice? Is it, you know, what do you sense is different?
I felt it throughout the week, you know, good vibes, you know, we had good practices, we stacked good days. But today, you know, we had a confidence. We just had a different drive to us, you know, than we've had in the past. Our guys everybody was out there playing their butts off.
Mm-hmm.
And all the fans behind us, they were behind us. Nobody, you know, gave up on us. Nobody quit. Nobody on our sideline. Nobody in the stadium. So, I mean, that's a really good thing moving forward. I really, you know, it's a good feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the, you know, I guess at the end of the, you know, I guess maybe Lovey talks in the locker room and before you come over here to talk to me, you're chatting with the guys. Do you think other guys are feeling the same? Is there this sense of, hey, something's different?
Yeah. That's exactly what, you know, we had the offensive guys on our little corner of the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after we kind of, you know, sat down, collected ourselves for a second, we looked up at each other and said, we're right there, man.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Yeah.
We get all our guys back from suspension next week.
Yeah.
We're going to be ready to go.
Yeah.
So we just got to have a good, we said we got a really good practice, good week of practice, and we can be special this year.
So you've had this journey from linebacker to fullback to tight end. You know, I saw you putting your hat on a few people today. So does it feel good to, you know, as your senior year, you've settled in and you get to, you know, you've always just wanted to hit people. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how I play the game. And now I finally found a spot. OC, my position coach, trust me.
Yeah.
Out there, I'm understanding the offense much better. Mm-hmm. I'm getting more relaxed. Feels really good.
Yeah.
You know, it's a blessing to be out there.
And Bobby's out there in that rotation too. I mean, you guys do a lot of twin tight end stuff with you and Bobby. You feel good in that set?
Oh, yeah.
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 Bob, you're smiling. Okay, tell me why.
Bob and I call it the meat wagon.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to use that, okay?
Yeah. Meat wagon.
I'm going to say meat wagon formation.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming to talk to me after a tough loss. I know it's not easy.
Yeah.
You know, but it's good to hear that you've got the positive vibes in there. So.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck to you, man.
Thank you.
All right.